This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight here in beautiful and soon-to-be snowy Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Heather.
Heather, you and I just got back from an extended day at the New Hampshire State House hearings on a number of interesting issues.
I bet.
And, you know, we'll have full video up from that over at the Free Keene YouTube channel later on this weekend. But one of the hearings that that we attended was a real, like, moving tearjerker almost level.
Oh, no, it jerked the tears right out of me.
there was a bill about solitary confinement.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to end solitary confinement, but the bill's intention, as I understood it, and it was a kind of a lengthy one, was to basically make it so there were more restrictions on the
use of it. I think it wasn't like a 30-day limit to a degree. I think that was one of the...
I believe there's currently a 14-day limit right now or something. Anyway, I don't know what all the details were,
yeah.
But I know that the state representative is a liberty-oriented rep who put it forward, and that basically the idea is to make it more restrictive, make it more difficult for them to use solitary confinement, especially on people who have been diagnosed with some sort of mental disorder.
Yeah.
Because solitary confinement is basically torture.
But I think a lot of, too, what came to light because of this bill wasn't so much just the solitary confinement, but the overall treatment of inmates in general there.
Right.
Which definitely... There seems to be some fishy stuff going on, at least within the New Hampshire prison systems.
Well, there always is. I mean, any prison system is just messed up. I mean, there's problems all across the United States. But,
yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about New Hampshire is it's so small that it's actually pretty easy to isolate where the issues are, or at least, you know, be able to hold bureaucrats more accountable for them, at least in theory, because the government here is smaller and we are in a smaller place and there just aren't as many, physically, there just aren't as many bureaucrats in New Hampshire. And, of course, the jailers, the warden of one of the state prisons came out with one of his associates and they just made everything sound like, oh, we've got all these policies in place. Everything is totally fine at the prison. But then after they
all
spoke,
of the problems came down to a lack of funding, right? It's
right,
always
yeah.
because of a lack of funding.
Right,
that's the reason that, you know, inmates are being tortured and, you know, coming out more messed up than they went in. It's because of a lack of funding.
Yeah, if they could only just hire another guard.
I know.
You know, that would solve everything.
Well, then the other issue, too, is the fact that the accrediting of the facility, you know what I mean?
Which is not.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently. And so that they don't have like accredited like officials.
Meaning there's no third party doing any kind of auditing beyond.
Yeah, or even in the case of like mental illnesses and stuff, somebody that's a trained professional in that to make those decisions and judgments. You know what I mean? There's nobody on the would you call it a campus?
I guess you could.
There's
the facility.
Nobody, yeah, so there's nobody there that's kind of like qualified to be making certain decisions, you know, based on like mental illness or, you know, them being put in the SHU, as they called it.
The special housing unit, a.k.a. the solitary housing unit.
Yeah.
And there was actually a testimony from a woman who works at the prison who is so frustrated with the conditions. Yeah, I don't think you'd come in at that point yet. She wasn't there. She had to submit her written testimony, and someone else read it into the record. But basically saying she expects to lose her job over doing this, speaking out about what's going on there, but she's so sick of working there because of all of the, you know, things that she's
treated.
Experiencing. Yeah, the way that the prisoners are treated. She's, you know, one of the healthcare workers in the prison, and she's so frustrated by the job, she doesn't even care if she loses it. So she's decided to speak out which is interesting. And when the warden and his associate got up there, they actually made some sort of offhanded comment about how she's relatively new to the prison or whatever, as though that meant that she didn't know what she was talking about. I mean, she works there every day, and she sees the inhumane conditions mm-hmm. that people are being kept in. But the real shocker of this, and again, the video...
No, and that same woman, too, that you're referring to that made the offhanded comment or whatever, she yeah. was sitting behind me, and when everybody else was testifying as to some of the stuff going on there, she kept making little, like, comments and stuff.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Like so, what? Do you remember anything specific? Like muttering under her breath?
Yeah, like muttering under her breath, or when he had, what was it called, the layman's, or whatever, the folder there of all the files and stuff like that, of the, was it like, cases and stuff like that.
Oh, you mean one of the guys who did a lot of research?
Yeah, and she goes, she made some comment, I think, to saying that's not all of them.
Oh.
Or something, that like the stack that he had in that folder or something. Like
I'm sure she just wants to trot out all the wonderful, shining success stories of the people who've spent time in that prison and are so much better off now.
Yeah, show me one.
I don't know any of them. I mean, I've known people who've been in that prison, mm-hmm. and they generally are not doing so hot, yeah. you know, once they get out. So the idea that anybody is being corrected in the Department of Corrections is pretty laughable mm-hmm. To anybody that's, you know, experienced about this. But really, the part that was
the
tearjerker part came later. It was right toward the end, and it was after the bureaucrats had gotten up and spoken, and they'd said their piece about how great things were on the inside of the prison. Everything's just fine. Just need more funding. Then this lady gets up, and I don't know. Do you want to try to recount what she said?
So basically,
you were there for the whole thing,
yeah.
Right?
So basically, her son, you know, is one of those, you know, that. It was battling with an addiction. Mm-hmm. He's
opiate
in
an opiate addiction.
He was in and out of jail for this because in America right now, a lot of states, it's still a crime to become addicted to a substance.
Yes.
And for some reason, we label these people criminals and stick them in prisons with, you know, violent, like real criminals. And so they end up, you know, this causes psychological damage like it did to her son. So, you know, you're spending two solid years in this prison that inhumanely treats its inmates. So they're not discriminating, you know, hey, this guy's in here for a nonviolent crime. We're going to treat him more humanely than the guy that killed somebody.
Nope.
No, they treat them all like they're the bottom of the barrel.
And they'll throw you in solitary, you know,
and
the drop of a
hat. And that's what they did to her son to the point, and not only that, she made claims that they were leaving him in a room with no running water, with the lights on 24/7, and just his underwear. There were so many allegations that she made that, and that she says she has all the proof to back up a lot of this stuff, too. And
well, I believe it.
So then he's, you know, getting out of jail, and he gets on the Vivitrol shot, you know.
Now, what is that? Do you know what that is?
It's supposedly a shot that, like, blocks the receptors in the brain. I could be totally wrong on this, but something to do where it blocks the receptors so that people don't feel a high. So you could shoot up heroin, but you don't feel,
it
doesn't do anything. So it blocks you from being able to feel that. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it wore off or you have to repeatedly get this shot, but it obviously, you know, it didn't work and he would reoffend and then end up violating his parole, going back into jail. And
the son of this endless
cycle.
Which, and her story isn't unique. That's the thing that's really crazy and tragic about this. I mean, her story is tragic and we'll tell a little bit more of it here in a moment, but she's just the tip of the iceberg. She's just the one mom who happened to hear about this hearing that was happening today. She said she didn't know about it until, like, the day before or today.
Mm-hmm.
She happened to hear this hearing was going on. She shows up to tell her story. There are countless other moms and dads and brothers and, you know, lovers and people who've been in these circumstances with their loved one going to a prison, getting out, and then violating probation because it's so easy to violate probation. The probation is basically designed for you to violate. It is ridiculous. In some cases, they violate people's probation. So let's say you get out on probation for something. They'll say you live with your you happen to live with your mother right now. And is that right? Should I not have revealed that?
No, I don't mind.
She's a guest or whatever. But, you know, your mom and you were living together. If your mom has a beer in the fridge or a bottle of wine on her side of the house, and the probation officers come in, and your probation rules say you're not allowed to have any alcohol, that means for the entire house and everyone in it. So what other people do can get you busted for violation of probation and thrown right back into prison. It's crazy. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on a radio.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you being here today. First of all, are you going to the inauguration?
Oops.
What happened?
That was a clip from Ron Paul that we might play coming up here in a little bit. So with you tonight here in the studio, it is Ian
and Heather.
We're doing Free Talk Live,
yeah.
And I think that might have spooked the music bed there into coming into existence. So we'll just go without it.
So we catch up on that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And what is Ron Paul saying about Donald Trump? That's what we're going to find out here in a few moments. But we were recounting some of our experiences from the
You were saying something about my mom having a beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was talking about... I don't know if she drinks or anything. No, I know nothing about your
mom. We're like beer and wine people.
Mm-hmm. So my example was regarding probation and how easy it is to violate probation, because you were giving this story of a mother, not your mother, but a mother who had come mm-hmm. to this hearing about solitary confinement to explain what her son's experience was like being a drug addict who was coming off of an opiate addiction while in prison mm-hmm. and then ultimately thrown in solitary confinement on more than one occasion, sent back to prison on more than one occasion after he'd gotten out because of violations of probation, which led me to sort of explain for some of our listeners who may not realize that probation is basically designed for violating it. And, you know, they'll use probation as this sick tool to exert it's just an unbelievable level of micromanagement and control over an individual once they get out. It's so bad and so undesirable that some people who have experience with it, they know they'd rather just sit in jail.
It's just sad, too, because if you think about it, it's like, you know, humans make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. So the way that probation is, it's like you can't make one mistake.
Pretty much.
It's like saying you can't be human. You know, that like if you make one mistake, we're going to throw you back in this prison with all these people. Like the psychological damage that that can cause to somebody is really lifelong. It's permanent, you know.
You know people who've been pretty messed up just from doing
like
relatively short
stints. Like this woman's son. I mean, he keeps getting out of jail. He tried the Vivitrol. They had they sent him to someplace, what was it, in Florida.
A $25,000
program. Yeah. And so he kept repeatedly trying to break this habit. But part of me thinks the reason, you know, people like him can't is because of the psychological damage that's been caused by throwing them in prison in the first place.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because
the idea that that's going to help them.
Feel mentally and physically that they have such low self-esteem, like they're at the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
You had this guy, you know, wanting to get better, being stuck in solitary confinement, being treated like less than human by these prison officers, you know, and what ends up happening? Her son finally overdosed, and she drops the bomb right at the end there, like her son died 6 weeks ago, and her exact words that really, like I literally started crying in the room, was, "I'm glad my son is dead for the sole fact that he's no longer in prison being tortured and being put through the treatment that he was put through."
That, to me, that was
you hear
so
a mom,
stunning.
You hear a mother, like, as a mother, like what was going on in this prison that you have a mom sitting here testifying before state reps, you know, that she's thankful her son is dead now because he's no longer suffering at the hands of those
For
that
a mom
prison.
To say something like that is really something. And
it just reminds me why I'm an activist and why, like, I do what I do. And I really, like, I enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm glad you're here because, like, you've been making a splash in New Hampshire media. The video from your appearance last week, you showed up. Like, 2 weeks ago, you showed up at the State House, I think, for the first... Was it your first time?
Yeah, it was my first time in the New Hampshire State House, yeah.
Yeah, and you showed up and you testified on a hemp bill.
Yeah.
And you don't think you did very well, but I thought you did great.
It's just the jitters. I hadn't publicly spoken like that in a
while. It happens. I still get them sometimes. It just depends on the circumstance. And so, anyway, despite your own self-critique, there was a guy in the audience who was there as a lobbyist, and mm-hmm. he came up to you and asked you if you wanted to work for him, basically, as a lobbyist. Now, who knows what kind of firm he's got? I don't know if it's, mm-hmm. you know, pretty
I did a little digging, you know, but it's just I don't want to tie myself down to anything just yet, you know.
But still, a nice first-time experience at the State House. The week after that, which was last week, you were interviewed by both a television station and
WMUR,
a newspaper.
WMUR and the Union Leader,
which is the big newspaper in the state.
Largest one, yeah.
Regarding
they actually endorse Gary Johnson.
Regarding your testimony on the medical marijuana expansion bills, which, what, you know, can you summarize what your testimony was? Because they didn't show any of your testimony in the actual news piece.
My,
I wasn't there to record
my testimony that the bills, there was a couple of the bills, and they were to add qualifying conditions like opioid addiction, PTSD, chronic pain, was it fibromyalgia?
Right.
And a couple other ones. Yeah, expanding the conditions. And I particularly spoke with regards to the PTSD, chronic pain, and opioid addiction, which were all three that applied to my father, who I testified, you know, was a 30-year veteran. He was deployed more throughout my childhood than he was home, you know. Mm. So toward the end of his career, he had his back operated on, and he had PTSD from some of the things that he'd seen. And after the back operation, the VA puts him on these high-dose painkillers to treat his back pain that he becomes addicted to.
Opiates.
Not only that, opiates. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they treat his PTSD with, you know, psychotropic drugs that have suicide as a side effect. And
that
then,
sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, a great idea. And, you know, meanwhile, like now, my father uses his medical marijuana, but before he had access to that, the bottle was his coping mechanism, you know?
Meaning alcohol or the bottle of opiates?
Well, he would drink like a handle of vodka in like 3 days. Like, he just, like, his whole life just came crashing down, and things like medical marijuana can, you know, correct like all three of those things, the opioid addiction. And there's this one woman there that was testifying saying, oh, there's no data that supports that medical marijuana treats opioid addiction. Like, maybe not the physical addiction, but mm-hmm. if you look at the root causes of the mental addiction,
right,
medical marijuana can help those, you know?
Like, I know it can people
treat
who it's
the it can yeah. treat the mental health issues that cause people to then use opiates. You know what I mean?
So you were then interviewed after you testified about your mm-hmm. own personal experience regarding your father, and yeah. and then today they pulled you aside again. What was the issue today that you were interviewed about?
Oh, boy. It was a bill that regarding cameras being put. Police cameras. But this bill was a little different. I actually found it kind of appealing in the sense that what it suggested was if citizens complained to a department and filed complaints, like let's say there was a particular officer who has repeatedly been complained about and had yep. complaints filed, you know, regarding his demeanor or the way he interacts with the public or allegations of assault or something like this, even if, like, you know, there's not enough to convict him of a crime or doing anything wrong, if there's repeated claims being made against the same officer, the police chief would then have the ability to request funds to make that specific officer wear a body camera if he believed that there was substantiated evidence.
I think putting it in the hands of the police chief is a problem, but it's an interesting bill. Let's talk about it a little bit further here, because libertarians have disagreed vehemently on this issue of police body cameras. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us mm-hmm. here, and we'll talk more about, we'll get into Ron Paul coming up too. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun? Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. And Acapulco is coming up in just a few weeks from now. And Heather, you said you're going, right?
Yeah, I'll make a splash there. I'm only going for the tacos.
Now, have you been down to Mexico before?
Never. I actually just got my passport for the first time.
I have also never gone to Mexico, so we're both going to be newbies together.
Although I am a little nervous because I read online it's like the cartel capital of Mexico.
Acapulco? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I read that there were like pirates and all this other stuff in the water. And
in Acapulco? I mean, I've heard that there's drug cartels down in Mexico, but...
it's not about people getting their heads cut off.
I highly doubt that's going to be happening at the Mundo Imperial...
I'm just
going to
be at the resort.
Yeah, I highly doubt anyone's going to get beheaded at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. But if you're worried about it, you probably shouldn't go to an Acapulco. But there will be hundreds of principled anarchists and voluntarists who will be there. Folks like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the guy who's convicted of running the Silk Road. She's going to be there updating us on the latest on Ross's case. So very interested in getting down there and seeing some faces that I haven't seen in quite a while. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, and you might drop in for a little bit of that, too. They're going to be discussing everything from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And I was looking at this thing online, this Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. It's like super fancy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, in Acapulco.com, February 25th through the 28th, go get your tickets there now. It's coming up fast. Anarchapulco.com. As we continue here, we were talking about police cameras, and I thought it would be interesting just to kind of have this discussion, because it's been a while since we've talked about the issue just in general and kind of from a libertarian perspective, because there's different, this is one of those issues where libertarians disagree, because generally a libertarian viewpoint is one of non-aggression, meaning that libertarian is against the use of or the threat of force in order to achieve political or social goals. But given that the government already exists, and, you know, I wish it didn't, but given that it does, and that it is receiving funding through the use of force, then the question becomes, well, you know, what is the libertarian position, if there even is one, on the use of police body cameras?
I don't know that you could argue body cameras as a libertarian idea, because for the sole, like, because the funding for them, like, what do you, you're going to have to tax people in order to get paid for all of these cameras, pay to store the footage. I think if I had to guess, I would say the libertarian position is you have your right to record the police. You know, that's your right. You know what I mean? It's just, you can choose to record your interactions with an officer or not, you know?
I think you're right about that, and I tend to agree that there isn't really a libertarian view on this. The libertarian view would be to have a, you know, volunteer or voluntarily funded or non-coercively funded police force.
And here's a good thing that was actually, I just remembered, that was brought up by one of the officers that was testifying on this bill, was that if you, you know, make one of the officers wear a body camera, or if you make officers wear a body camera, do they then have to, every time they interact with a member of the public, due to the wiretap laws, inform that person that they are being recorded?
No. That's funny that a law enforcement officer would ask that, because he obviously hasn't read the wiretapping law.
He was saying that that they would then have to do that, it would be an issue. So he was in opposition to this bill.
He is wrong. There's an exemption for law enforcement in the wiretapping law. So,
yeah, that's actually what the CEO of the ACLU that was there had brought up and brought to his attention right after.
Let's get back into the issue, though, because it is something that libertarians disagree on, and we'll talk about the different sides of it. Of course, you are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we go to the phones. To the fun, Dale is listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hey, Dale.
Yeah, well, my name is Neil.
Oh, sorry about that. They totally spelled that wrong. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah. Anyhow, what's her name? I didn't catch it.
Heather.
I don't think you got to worry about losing your head in Acapulco, but I wouldn't take the $5 tour of Juarez.
Juarez, yeah, one of the border towns. Okay.
Yeah, you might be in big trouble there.
All right.
It's okay. I'll be at the bar.
Now, have you been
down? Glass of wine.
Have you been to Acapulco, Dale?
Neil.
I'm sorry, Neil. I need to write that down because it says Dale in front of me, so I'm going to keep saying it. Have you been to Acapulco, Neil?
No, I actually I've been into Tijuana many, many times. I used to be a tour bus driver for Gray Lines, and I think the deepest into Mexico I've ever been is Rosarita Beach, but back then it was fairly safe. Now I don't even think you could. I would drive down there.
You don't think you would drive down to Acapulco? Meaning you? Not that you would not drive to Mexico.
No. I would not drive there. You know, if you fly in there, you're relatively safe in Acapulco because they pretty much protect the tourists there because they get a lot of money from us. But
I see.
Taking the drive down there, wouldn't do it.
Now, some people who live in Mexico, expatriates from the United States, say this is way overblown, that the supposed violence from these drug gangs tends to only affect people in other drug gangs and, you know, their direct family members and associates, but really is not so much directed against tourists or anybody else who's not involved in the drug trade, and that this is really just in general a way overblown fear.
Yeah, but if you happen to be driving through the wrong place at the wrong time, you could lose your head.
Well, I mean, that's true in Chicago.
As a woman, I think I kind of, you know, have something extra. I mean, human trafficking is a real thing, you know what I mean? So
sure. But, I mean, that kind of bad stuff can happen in any big city. I mean, Chicago, there's been so many murders just this year and last year. And so, I mean, you want to drive around Chicago, you could get caught in some crossfire, too. So, I mean, definitely you should know a thing or two about the place where you're intending to
traveling,
go and visit.
Yeah.
And there are some roads, I'm sure, in Mexico that are maybe of a higher risk than roads that, you know, than some others. But, Neil, thanks for any feedback you've given there. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, that'll about do it. It's just I wouldn't go out of my way to go to Mexico unless my life depended on it.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
And there are a lot of expatriates who would say that is just a sort of fear-based mentality that's not really based in, you know, the reality of their experience down there, that they just haven't had that that experience. Now, maybe they're sitting cloistered up in some gated, rich expatriates community or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to, you know, believe the experiences of those who are spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week down there, as opposed to somebody who's gone in on a visit here and there and spooked out about it. Joining us in the studio, it's Ian and Heather already, but also Melanie. Hey, Melanie.
Hey.
We weren't able to have you on last night due to some difficulties with scheduling, but it's good to have you in here. And it's actually good timing, too, because we were just talking about police body cameras. And you're somebody who has a legal background. You were trained as an attorney down in law school in Louisiana. And so I imagine you might have an opinion about police having body cameras on them.
You would think that. I'm kind of torn on that.
This is the thing. Libertarians disagree pretty heavily on this issue.
And, I mean, the practical implications are kind of hard to tag down. I guess the one thing I can say is whenever the camera broke was how I knew my client was innocent. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, it's a camera. Even if you put things in them to, like, make them, in theory, not be able to turn off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's things that somebody can figure out how to get around that.
Do they have versions of the police body camera that don't turn off? Because all the stories I've ever heard are of, like, the officer turned off his camera. And, you know, they have some sort of button that they can press to turn it on and off on most of the stories I've heard about.
In theory, they do. I don't know if I believe that.
You don't know if you believe that they have an on-off switch?
I don't know if I believe that they have ones that don't. No, in theory, they have ones that don't turn off.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Gotcha. Whether or not the police would buy those models is another question, because the officers certainly, they're going to use the claim that, well, I need to turn it off when I go to the bathroom, right? They'll use claims like that. Toll-free number here, 855-453. We're going to get into the discussion because it was one of the bills today in New Hampshire, and Heather, you spoke on it. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. If you want to weigh in on the issue of police body cameras, what's the libertarian position on these?
Mm-hmm.
Is there one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there really is one. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, I'll be using my pillow to go to sleep, and you could get one, too, at half off by using code FTL at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. It's the one I've been using exclusively since early 2016, and if it weren't a good pillow, I'd be using a different one, because I've got others. And this is the one, because it's great, and it actually fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable, so if something, you know, one of our listeners had her cat puke on her MyPillow, and she put it in the washer and then put it in the dryer, and problem solved. You can't do that with your typical pillow, and you can get yours for half price by using code FTL at MyPillow.com, or get two for the price of one. It's up to you how many to order. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. If you don't like it, for some reason, if you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them within the first 60 days, and they'll send you your purchase price back. Plus, it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. It's MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. So we were talking about police body cameras, and just before you arrived here tonight, Melanie, Heather and I were kind of talking about, well, is this even a libertarian issue? I mean, obviously, the true liberty position when it comes to police is that they shouldn't exist as far as the government is concerned, that if we're going to have protection services,
right,
they should be provided by the
right,
market.
Yeah, cops are bad, security forces are good.
Right. That's
I don't think that's a true libertarian position.
An
individual responsibility, the libertarian position, so you'd ultimately have to record your interactions with police because you're responsible for your own well-being?
Well, in the current structure of what we have today, then that is certainly a, you know, personal responsibility position that
But if they've already, like, taken your camera and put a... Yes, you're responsible for providing for yourself, but if someone is actively preventing you from doing that, or if your area, I mean, everywhere is not Keene, New Hampshire. If you're in an area where pulling out a phone has a high probability of getting you shot,
you
maybe it's your fault that you're there, you can argue, but the fact that that's the case is not your fault. So I really don't think that there is a libertarian issue on this either way, just because having video evidence that cops did something bad, maybe, or something illegal, they do things bad all the time, but did something illegal, or did, you know, did something, or to prevent them, to give them kind of that negative incentive for doing that, I don't have a problem with, but I'm not sure what the practical implications of that actually end up being. I think this is more of a pragmatic issue than a philosophical issue.
I think that's actually what I found so appealing about this bill that I talked about today, was that it didn't necessarily mandate cameras for all law enforcement officers.
Yeah, they've tried that before.
What it did is it allows, okay, if you have citizens that, let's say, they didn't have that opportunity to record and they had that negative experience. I mean, hopefully if they get shot, there's obviously going to be an investigation, so we don't have to worry about the cameras. But let's say they're not, and it was just like the officer accused of like hurting them, but there was no way to prove that happened, but they filed the complaint anyway. Well, once you get so many complaints on the same officer, if the department believes that there's, you know, substantiated complaints, you know, like one complaint might not be enough to substantiate it, but if you get this multiple complaints, the officer could be like, well, maybe there's a pattern here.
You mean the chief, the police chief.
The chief police could be like, there's a pattern here, and if you have enough members of your community saying, hey, you know, like, you need to do something about this officer in order to preserve the integrity of the department, well,
this
then
would authorize that. This would,
this would, yeah, authorize him to get a camera and, you know, make the officer wear that. And
see,
I think
in most jobs, when you have enough of evidence to justify something like that, you just get fired. I mean, like, well, if 50 clients complain to me about my boss, she's not going to install a camera in my office. She's going to fire me.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. Obviously,
unions and stuff, and
right,
you can't just,
it's hard to fire
just,
government bureaucrats.
You can't fire somebody based on he said, she said. So, you know, but you can take, you know, proper measures to, you know, re-earn public trust by saying, you know what, we've looked at the fact that several different people have all complained about this one particular officer.
Yep.
You know, we can't necessarily fire him for that, but what we can do is we can take that into consideration, make him wear a camera, and observe his behavior and interaction with the public.
Well, I think it's a reasonable proposal.
What I would not want, though, is a police department where you had cops with cameras and cops without cameras. Because then you're going to go to do a low-level drug bust with the cops with cameras and go to beat people up with the cops.
Well, obviously, they're not going to send a cop with a camera to go, you know, do those types of things, even though I don't believe drugs should be a crime to begin with, but, you know.
Well, right, that's why I don't necessarily want a camera on somebody getting arrested for drugs, because it might prove they have drugs.
Well, okay, so I think maybe you were making this point when we were driving, maybe it was on the way or on the way back, I don't remember, Heather, but, again, we went to the State House and there was testimony on this bill. And this is one of the kind of the benefits of this bill, in that it doesn't require every officer have a camera. So therefore, the better officers who would, let's say, look the other direction if, you know, they come across a teenager with a bag of marijuana or, you know, bottle of liquor or something like that in their trunk or whatever.
Yeah, I can say firsthand that I was with a friend of mine when I was a teenager, and there was an officer pulled us over, searched the car, found a bowl or whatever from smoking some pot.
Right.
Found her bowl, and basically chose not to do anything about it because he didn't believe it was a big deal. But had he had a camera on,
he might have had to.
His chief might have thought it was a bigger deal,
right,
and fired him if he didn't, you know,
yep,
push charges. And so
I think that's really kind of why this is a good idea, in that it, first of all, it controls costs. In that,
mm-hmm,
these are expensive devices, and the storage of all the footage.
But they don't have to be, because it's a camera, and you can, and they come on every $10 phone.
Yeah, but it's a little different when you have, you know, a device that's like head mounted to a battery pack, to a recorder that, you know, then has to be brought back to an upload station. So like Taser is one of the companies that has actually made these for police departments. So they actually have devices that are designed as this sort of wearable thing that you can wear around throughout an entire shift. And I don't know if you have to change the battery once a shift or how long these batteries last, but ultimately they are expensive devices. Not the same thing as just, oh, okay, officer, pull out your cell phone and record. I get what you're saying in that the actual lens, the electronics that are in there is not really expensive, but it's all the kind of the support that surrounds it, the uploading system and, you know, the docking station, the whole package. You know they're going to charge a lot to the police departments. So if they don't have to buy these cameras for every officer, not only are they not spending a whole lot of money, they might only need one or two at any given time to have out on whichever officers are being under suspicion or investigated.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could actually, in theory, review their footage, because if you've got a whole department of officers, nobody can actually review that footage in any decent amount of time. I mean, trying to review surveillance footage from multiple cameras is a pain in the butt.
Plus, if you have officers that have been working in a community for 20 years that have never had a complaint filed by anyone, what purpose does it serve to put a camera on them? Nobody's
right.
complained about them. They haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about this bill is it doesn't,
well,
you know.
Well, they've done plenty wrong. They're a cop.
Right. Yeah, I totally understand where both of you guys are coming from on this. And I think so it's more fiscally prudent than the last proposal, which was to load up every state police officer with a camera. So it's going to be cheaper.
Well, when I determine if somebody does something wrong, you know, I took a little bit of criminal law in college, and I always look at their intent. Okay, I can't say somebody is necessarily a bad person if they genuinely believe what they're doing is for the greater good. And I feel like I have the burden of proof.
Ding, ding, ding.
As long as you can convince so as long as I can convince myself that I have a good reason for what I'm doing, I can do whatever I want.
No. No,
I intend to do some good stuff. It just happens.
I'm saying that humans are humans, and humans make mistakes, and somebody's intent in doing stuff is
okay,
worth
being a cop in the States for 20 years is not a mistake. It's being a heinous person.
Okay, but you got to look at their intent. So if you believe in you have a belief of how you think life should be, right? Like your philosophical views. You don't believe in cops. You don't believe in this. Well, it's your responsibility as an individual to sell that idea and that concept to everyone else.
But I also don't believe in murder and genocide, so it's okay for everybody else to
do
it until
I convince
them otherwise.
You are free to do anything you'd like right now. You're just not free from the consequences of your action. And that's what we advocate for as activists, is fighting to change the consequences as a collective for certain actions. But you're still free if you can handle the consequences.
By the way, the two of you have never met before tonight, so this is we'll see where this goes in hour number two. You're also welcome to weigh in here. Open phones all the time.
Alpha, beta.
Here
is
on
what I'm getting at.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Join us.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.